And though, like all the generations of Mughal emperors and their successors, he was embattled, sometimes literally with his son Jahangir, he bequeathed to him the sense that the authority of the Mughal Empire would be built on art as much as government and military power. It would be seen to contemporaries and posterity, above all, as a civilization. Jahangir really didn't need to be told by his father how important art was. In his own right, he was the most intellectually and aesthetically driven of the whole dynasty.
Well, this is one of the great masterpieces of Mughal painting, but it's also an extraordinary masterpiece of imperial self-congratulation, even by the standards of the world Caesar. That's what Jahangir's name means, the title he gave to himself. He's encircled with a golden halo that's the size of a small planet, and it's giving off these extraordinarily intense golden glimmer, so fierce that one of the little putti, one of the cupids who's been flown in directly from European art, has to cover his eyes with his hands, lest his eyeballs be scalded by the radiation of Jahangir's magnificence.
The slightly implausible conceit of the painting is that Jahangir prefers the company of a saintly Muslim holy man to worldly rulers.
The Sufi Sheikh himself has been painted with wonderful fustian simplicity, a brown coat, perfect candy floss whiskers there. He's receiving a present from the hands of Jahangir himself, but of course the hands don't actually touch. And there is something else going on in this extraordinary painting. It's also a picture about the competition between Mughal art and European art, between East and West. There's an Ottoman sultan who's shown with the Turkish turban.